Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Mickle Knight. I am an educator, author, speaker, radio show host, full circle health coach, and passionate about healthy living. At the end of the show, I will have a gift for you, so please listen through, and if you feel like calling in and participating, that'd be totally awesome. Today's topic is actually health tips and controversial tips, but before I go there, I just wanted to say something else about last week's show that was avocado seed, a superfood. Well, some people did ask me, how do you use it? And I just want to tell you what I do. I wash the seed, then I dry it for a few days, cut it up in a few pieces, and then I pulverize it either in a Vitamix or coffee bean grinder or nut grinder or whatever you have. Once I pulverized it, I worked up to that. I started with 1 teaspoon, 2 teaspoons, and now I can put an entire smoothed out pulverized seed in a smoothie or yogurt, my homemade bread. And when I'm doing that, I always remember the 13 health benefits this seed has that I was talking about last week on the 22nd of October. So that was just a quick recap. I also want to mention that instead of using too many eggs, I use flaxseed meal to bake my homemade bread. And 3 scoops of flaxseed meal equal 1 egg. So my recipe calls for 2 eggs. Therefore, I'm using 6 scoops of flaxseed meal. I put 2/3 cups of water in it, in a bigger bowl, mix it, put it in the refrigerator for a little bit, and then when I'm ready, having put all the ingredients together for the bread, I take it out of the refrigerator and put it in my dough. So that's it. Now for today, 7 foods you should never refrigerate. What a controversial issue that is. Some people say you should. Some people say you shouldn't. So now I'm going to give you the controversies, and I would like you to make up your mind on what's best for you, what you want to get out of it, or if you want to experiment to see if these results are actually the way I say them. And today, again, I kind of play devil's advocate. So the first one of the 7 foods that you should not refrigerate are the bananas. It seems like the cold temperature in the refrigerator disrupts the ripening process of the banana. In fact, once refrigerated, a banana may never be able to resume the ripening process, even if returned to room temperature. Just think of how devastating that is for the banana. Or for you to eat it and know when it's not really ripe. The second one I want to talk about or touch base on is the tomato. Actually, I have tried this and I tend to agree with this one for sure. When you put them in the refrigerator and they get really cold, they lose their flavor and sometimes become even mushy. Now, have you ever taken a tomato out of the refrigerator and really enjoyed its flavor and texture? Or does it taste much better when it comes fresh off the vine, never been refrigerated, but just from the vine to the mouth? So that's a good one. And honestly, sometimes I get too many tomatoes and I put some in the refrigerator, but they never taste as the ones that I pick off my tomato plant from the garden. The third one I want to mention is the coffee or the coffee beans. I remember when I was younger, I was told, oh, you need to put them in the freezer so they don't lose the flavor. And then something happened. People said, oh, no, don't freeze them anymore. Put them in the refrigerator. And now the latest controversial idea is do not even put it in the refrigerator because cold temperatures destroy the natural oils within the coffee bean and the aromatic scent cannot be activated. So that means keep them at room temperature to get the most benefit out of it. Coffee can taste really, really good, but again, if you destroy the flavor within just because you refrigerate it, that's a shame, don't you think so? Number four are the sweet potatoes. One that I just learned, I had no idea. What's said is that when you put the sweet potatoes in cold temperatures, such as the refrigerator, the starches turn into sugar. The texture and flavor are destroyed. And you know what it all does to your body, to diabetics, to anybody actually who eats it, when all the starches that are good starches in the sweet potato turn into sugar. What a shame. From now on, I will only buy one or two sweet potatoes at the time because I'm the only one who eats it. My husband doesn't really like it. And then I just get it when I want it and I bake it. Or I can even microwave it for a few minutes with a cup of water in it or so, or wrapped up in a paper towel so it keeps the moisture and does not dry out. Those are all interesting things. All right, the next one is avocado. Did you know that when you put avocados in the refrigerator, the cold temperatures do the same thing to the avocado as they do to the banana? They disrupt the ripening process. When you take it out of the avocado, of the refrigerator afterwards, the avocado cannot continue its ripening process. So keep them outside. Maybe put them in a brown paper bag to keep them fresh. Don't put them in the full sunlight, but keep them at room temperature and they will last longer and be fresh and give you actually all the benefits. Again, avocado benefits or the avocado seed benefits, go back to October 22nd and listen to that one where I give you the 13 benefits of an avocado seed. Number six, apples. Oh man, did I love cold apples. And now I just learned that people state or doctors state the cold temperatures make the apple lose their texture and flavor. No way. I'm such a texture person and a flavor person. So, what I've learned and I'm doing now is keep the apples out in room temperature. And when I know I want to eat an apple and I really am dying to have a cold one because it's hot outside, 30 minutes before I eat it, I can put it in the refrigerator just to cool off, just the 30 minutes, and then take it out and eat it. This way, it does not have any of the negative effects, like the texture and flavor being destroyed or lost. So those are all things that we were never told. At least I wasn't. Were you? Then we have number seven, the onions. Oh my. I always thought that once they're open, you need to refrigerate them because otherwise they go bad. They get poisonous. Those were the things I was taught way back when. Well, nowadays they say don't put them in the refrigerator because cold temperatures make them soggy and make them smell up all the other foods and the refrigerator. So, again, I think the best thing is to just choose an onion that's the correct size So you can actually finish it in one use, and then you don't have to worry about refrigerating or saving them or whatnot, or getting food poisoning from them. I mean, these are all, as I said, negative things, and we need to figure out, is it really true or not? I just want to, again, as always, create your brain or help your brain to get stimulated to think, what should I do? What is right and what is not? So for the conclusion, I want to say, buy only as much food as you can eat before it goes bad. The best way to have is to have it fresh at all times. And in order to have that, it's best to grow it in your own garden. Well, I don't have time to garden. I don't have any space to garden. I don't have a green thumb. I whatever, whatever, whatever. I don't like touching dirt. I don't like this. I don't like that. Well, you don't have to. There are different ways of gardening that I've seen, and you can check them out on YouTube. There are so many different things. For example, my husband loves to dig in the dirt and plant the potatoes and the carrots and all these things in the ground, because these are actually things that grow in a ground, and you can't really grow them any other way, as far as I know. You can prove me wrong if you want to. If you have the facts, let me know. However, with horizontal growing, there are different ways. You can even make it inexpensive with empty 2 liter bottles, or what? Yeah, 2 liter bottles of the sodas. Just wash them out and stack them up on top of each other. Check it out on YouTube. They have a fabulous video about it. I, for one, really enjoy the hydroponic, because all it takes is a little bit of water. It has a submersible 1.5 horse pump in it that shoots the water up to the lid and then disperses it out to all the seeds that I planted. And I just planted some tomatoes and pumpkins last week, and oh my, I already have leaves coming out. This is so amazing. Anyway, I'm going to tell you, my gift to you is to go check out the Tower Gardens free. It's a free download. It's on HTTP colon forward slash Denise Thompson, DeniseThompson dot towergarden.com. So you can check it out and see if that would be anything for you, or if that could give you some ideas. My contact information is HTTP colon forward slash www.michaelknight.com. That's MICLKNIGHT.com. My email is DYTHOMSON@michaelknight.com. My phone number is 562-335-4956. And I would really love to hear from you with your ideas, be it controversial or be it facts. Doesn't matter. We want to keep this interested and interactive. So for right now, this is it. Remember the 7 foods you should not refrigerate. And if you want to get the 13 health benefits from an avocado seed as a superfood, go back to the October 22nd episode. And so I'm going to say, until next week, stay healthy and empowered.